of the power that you used to manifest these things instead of the assumption that it is your weakness that has done so. Is this making some sense so far?
Yes.
In each of the things you have described that you have experienced, and in saying that you are now feeling bitterness, allow yourself to learn, to take time to learn. As strange as I know this may sound to human ears, to go back in your mind, in your memory, in your feelings, to each and every one of those incidents on your own time, in a relaxed, meditative state, or a daydream state, or an imaginative state, however you wish to do it, go back to each of those times and every aspect of those particular events, and embrace and love each and every one of them. Each and every one. And again, as strange as it may sound, and this does not mean you are settling for less, be grateful. Experience gratitude, the energy of absolute gratitude for the discovery that these events, these diseases, have shown you in each and every case that you are so powerful that you can even heap one after the other upon yourself, and still you can accomplish recognition of your wholeness, recognition of your spirituality, recognition of your joy. Nothing can really stop you. And in some senses, that is the card you are showing yourself. Is this making some sense to you?
Yes.
When you can relax into that energy, fully relax into that allowance, you will see a reversal of experience. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
In the meantime, as an aid and an assistance, make sure everything you are putting in your body, every single thing, is as pure and natural as it possibly can be. Do your best, whatever that may be, to remove anything from your body that you believe or know might be a toxin of any kind. Do you follow me?
Yes, I do.
Infuse your body with the natural things that grow, the herbs that are designed by nature's intelligence for the correction of these things that you are talking about experiencing in the fullest, purest possible dosages available. Do you follow me?
Yes, I do.
And again, unconditionally love yourself, no matter what game you are playing. All right?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. You are three. Number two.
Thank you. This is for my son, David.
Your son, David.
He's faced with a very serious operation.
Of what nature is the operation?
They want to take a piece out of his hip and
yes.
put it into his ankle.
Yes.
There is a hole in the ankle bone.
Yes.
The size larger than a quarter. And he's been very athletic. And
originated in what fashion?
He was playing basketball. He had pain. And so he went in to have scar tissue removed about 2.5 years ago.
Yes.
The operation was not a success. While he was open, I fear that he got a viral staph or some sort of parasitical infection.
All right.
But I don't know. I'm asking you how it happened. Because now they refuse to check it to see what created it, what caused it. They just say, we want to cut, go in, we'll take care of it. And
all right. First and foremost.
Yes.
In some certain circumstances, and I am not making a blanket statement here. In some certain circumstances, the practice on your planet that you call surgery can have benefits depending upon the situation at hand and the nature